Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Dalam and Beis. We're going to do the sugya of Chatzi Shir, which starts in Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph. Mar says Gufa Chatzi Shir Biyechlam Asim in a Teir Rishlokishom a Mutim in a Teir. Biyechlam says this isn't the right to teach Chatzi Shir. Rishlokishol's no Mutim in a Teir. Like the Gemara said before, Rishlokish is masking its Asim in a Rabbanan. What's the svara why it's asim in a teir? Since it's chazlitz rufe, it could combine with the other half to make a full shear. So mainly surik achel v'shlagish amamut min a teir. Why? Because achila am rachman of aleka. The teir says achila, and there's no achila. So Shaz, what exactly is the svara of chazlitz rufe? What's the svara of it? And more, the chakira is like this. Is chazlitz rufe a simen? In other words, it's a raya. Since you see that when you eat half and then you eat another half, you taka over, so it must be the first half also was something. Because if the first half was nothing, so how could it be mitzvah for the second half to be something? Elamai, the pshat is that really there's an isser for every mashu that you eat. It's just a tnai you need a shir. So since the tnai that you need a shir, that's mistar, but it's only tnai in the chiv. The isser is the same isser. The tnai is a tnai in the chiv, not in the isser. That's why I'm shana chazlitz rufe. Chazlitz rufe is a simen. Since I see that I eat a half a shir, then I eat another half a shir. Punktam chayiv, what's a pshat? It must be, since it's mistar, if it must be, it's all isser. Now, vas is a tnai, I need a shir to be chayiv, but it's mistar, but the shir, the tnai, is not a tnai in the isser, it's a tnai in the chiv. Or maybe no. The other pshana chazlitz rufe is, it's a siba. That it's chazlitz rufe, that gives it the shame isser. Why is it usser? Because you could go and be mitzayifah with something else. So memela, you can't eat something which, if you eat something else, will make it usser. So there's nothing wrong with eating it. Eating something which could lemaisa be mitzdarif, thus a lane that it could be mitzdarif, makes it asr. Shall exactly what's the svar? Nechatesa. But that's the other tzat. Now we find in Machlekes Rishonim, in the beginning of the third parak of Shavuos. What's the din? Someone makes a shua that he won't eat a kazayis. Is there a nisa chatzi shia to eat less than a kazayis? The Rabban and the Ritva and Shua Slav Chafal say there's no din chatzi shia simen atayr. Because when you have something, nevela, trefa, chazir, whatever the case is, so there, the thing itself is isser. The thing itself is isser. It's treif. Navas, you're not chayiv unless you eat a shir. So memela, that's why there's din of chatzi shia simen atayr. But here, the thing itself is mamish mutter, it's kosher food. You made a shvua. But your shvua, you only give every shvua if you ate a kazayis. So less than a shir is mamish mutter. That's what the Ramban and the Ritva hold. But the Rosh, the Simon Hay and the Rambam, says by Shavuos also is din of chatzi shi'a simen ha'teira. Now the Ran initially held like the other Rishayim, but then he was chayzun, he said, it has to be that it's asa, because why is chatzi shi'a simen ha'teira? The Gemara says, because chazal is terufei. Since it could be mitzdaif with something else, so mele surikachal. So mele, even if something is treif, but why is it asa? It's asa not because it's treif, and the whole shurim is only for chiyah, but for isa, the rice you have already before? No, it says because it's chazi l'tzruve, because if you eat more, you'll be over. So male, that's why it's asa. So b'shuas also, even though it's mamish kosher food, it's mamish, you did nothing wrong by eating it. But l'mais, it is chazi l'tzruve, happens to be chazi l'tzruve, why should it be different? It's chazi l'tzruve. If you ate a whole kazayis, you'll be over the shvua, right? So it happens to be chazas yufei. So Avada's going to have the same issur. So l'chaya, the machlekes is in this shayla. If chazas yufei is a siba, there's no reason why it shouldn't apply to shvua. So shvua happens to be chazas yufei. It's a siba. So shvua has the same siba. Mashegen, if it's a simen, so there, so by mechalas asuris. So the pshan is thus a lane that I eat more. I'm going to be chayiv. So thus state that everything's asur. The shir is only a shir in the chayiv. Mashenk in Shvua, it's clearly not that way. Shvua is because I violated my word, my Shvua. As Mavatal Dibur, Le'achal Devarei. Avada, I didn't have any Chil Dibur until I was over all the Tanam of my Shvua. I said, I won't need a Kazayis. So, Mel, if it's a Siba, Savad, the Siba would apply Beshuas also. If it's a Simin, Beshuas is not that way. Beshuas, you can't say, since if Eidek is Ayas, some Avon the Shua is a Raya that everything is Aser. Avad is not that way. Avada, Lamaisa, there's no Chil deeper until you have the Kazayas. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Simin Reshit Lamechetz, if Allah Paskins, there is a Nechatzi Shia Beshuas. But it's interesting. The Shach, Sivkat Nidei, says that even the ones that Aser Nechatzi Shia, that's only in the case where you made a shua that you're not going to eat stam. But let's say you said you're not going to eat a kazayis, then there's no etzachatzi shir. Because if you made a shua stam, so then your shua is like regularly suri Torah. You didn't say kazayis. Why are you chayiv kazayis? Because you didn't say mashu, you said eichel. So you touch up your vart eichel like the Torah's eichel. What's the Torah's vart eichel? The Torah's vart eichel is that a kazayis is chayiv, unless in a kazayis is chayiv shal simin atayra. So who would then your shvur of eichel is the same thing. But let's say you said clearly shvur shal eichel kazayis. So then there can't be any issa bachs mi kazayis. There's no havin is any issa bachs mi kazayis. That's what the shach says. The havin wu and simin dalad argues. He says the svar of the ran is chazal tzirufei. It's chazal tzirufei, so why should shvur be different? The svar of the ran we just spoke out. So, what's the difference if you said kazayis? Or you said stam and it means kazayis. Ma'inef gemina. Either way, it's chazal tzirufei. So the Ran argues on the Shach. The Ran says that if you all chatzis asim b'tayr, even if you said shur shal eichel kazayis, and l'chayy the Ran svar is right. So what's the pshat in the Shach? The Shach l'chayy holds like this: that even the Rambam and the Rosh that ask the chatzis shir b'shuas is not because they hold the chazal tzirufei is a siva. They also hold it's a simon. So how does it apply to shuas? So that's why he says it depends. If you say shur shal eichel, so kum dais, what you mean to say is that the issa should be right away and the chiv should only be by a kazayis. But if you say shur shal eichel kazayis, so kloy said shal eichel kazayis, so there can't be any type of chil dibur unless in a kazayis. Now the mum hold the isim hold because it's a siba. And the maisa because it's shufis, it's going to be awesome in the isa. Even if you said Klar Kazayis, good, you still have the Siba. That's what Avni Mulum holds. So Lachari, that's Machloikis Shach and Avni Mulum. Originally was saying that Machloikis Rishainim, if you have it in Chatzis Shir by Shvua, is if it's a Siba and a Simen. And now we're saying another shtickle, that the Shach holds even the ones that hold there is it in Chatzis Shir Simen Atariah by Shvua. But that's only when it's Stam. But when you say Kazayis, they hold not. So Vaiti holds that it's not a Siba, it's just a Simen and you don't have it by Shvuas. Hashem came to Avnum holds this all the time, and that's mamish what the Ran says, that Daisis holds it's a Siba. In the Shach, you have to understand how that means, because what does it mean? You made it Ki'issi Torah, that the Chiv is a Kazayis, and a Mashu already Asim in a Torah. Meman of Shach, if Yeshua applies to a Mashu, so why in Yechayiv? And if Yeshua doesn't apply to a Mashu, so how could you make a Shvu with an Issa Torah without a Chiv? Takatan to be a Racham, but that's not mamish for our Sugya. Now there's another case, now the Mulam has a kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, let's say someone makes a shvua, he won't eat the kikar. If there's a kazayis left in the kikar, then he can make a shayla on the shvua. And if it's not a kazayis left in the kikar, he can't make a shayla. Why? Because in order to make a shayla het in the darim, the neder has to still be negeya. So if there's a kazayis left, it's still negeya, because you're not allowed to eat the kazayis. But if not a kazayis left, and stam achil is kazayis, so meila, it's not negeya the shvua anymore, you can't make shayla. Sefekt avni meluam on the Rambam, the Chreinim's kash on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say kazayis, even if it's less than the kazayis? The Rambam himself holds that there's din of chatzishir by shvu also. So even if there's less than the kazayis, typically there's a din that's still negay of the shvuah, even by chatzishir, because chatzishir also min atayrah. Here's the kash. The Rambam says, if someone makes a shvuah, then it won't eat this kikar. So if there's a kazayis left to the kikar, it could be shayel in the shvua. If there's less than a kazayis left, it can't be shayel in the shvua. So the shayla is, even if it's less than a kazayis, let him be able to shayel in the shvua, because it's still negay the din of chatzis shir. So Avnei Mumu says two terutzim. One is that chatzis shir, this is interesting to teretz, chatzis shir is not the issa shvua. Chatzis shir is nai issa called chatzis shir. It's a nai issa called chatzis shir. It's not the issa of the shvua. So Mela has to be this Shvua left. But that's not called, you have the Shvua left. You can't be over the Shvua anymore. What are you going to be over when you Chatzishir? And now you Issa called Chatzishir. So you can't be Shoyal on the Neder if it's not Negei, the Issa Shvua, it's only Negei, and now you Issa of Chatzishir. That's one Teretz. Second Teretz, Oknav Nimulun. The chatzis is only also when it's taka chazus ruvei. In this case, where I said, I'm sure I'm not going to eat this kikar, and achil is b'kazayis, and there's not a kazayis left in the kikar, so it happens to be that it's not chazus ruvei, because there is no way to eat a kazayis. So since there is no way to eat a kazayis, so mel is not b'poil chazus ruvei, so mel v'milden of chatzis yasim in the Torah. That's what Avni Mlum says. And then Avni Mlum says, I don't like this Torah so much. Libi mahasis, he says. Why? Because it will come at a very, very big chiddush. Let's say it's 2 minutes before Shkia on Yom Kippur or on Pesach, and you want to eat a chatzis shir on Yom Kippur 2 minutes before Shkia. You don't have enough time to eat a shir shalim. Or you want to eat a chatzis shir of chametz 2 minutes before Shkia on the last day of Pesach. You don't have enough time for a chatzis for a shir shalim. So it'll come out. There's no din that it's awesome in a teir. It'd be mutter to do it. He says it's too big of a chiddush. So mainly he's neita to the first teretz. Then the vada it would be a din of chatzis shir, but chatzis shir is an ayadin. Chatzis shir is an ayadin. Rabbi Kveig is interesting. He mamish has the same kash as Avni Mlum. Rabbi Kveig's in tshuva at the end of Siman Kufnandal. The Avni Mlum is in his tshuvas at the end of Avni Mlum Siman Yadal. Rabbi Kveig is in tshuvas Rabbi Kveig at the end of Siman Kufnandal. Himami says the same kasha of Avni Mlum, and he says the second teretz of Avni Mlum, because there's no chazas yuvei, because if you don't have a kazayis, it's not chazas yuvei. And he says, well, come out an ayach din will come out. There'll be mutter to eat a chatzi zayis at the end of Yom Kippur, or a chatzi zayis chometz at the end of Pesach, when there's no time to finish it, v'tzorech in ledina. So Avni Mlum, who's mechadish's teretz, doesn't like the teretz, because he says, come out too big of a chiddush. Take it, eat a chatzi shir at the end of Yom Kippur, Chatzis Shir comes the end of Pesach. But Rabbi Kveig is a forget. He says it's Chiddush. So that is Eis Kum and Anayah Chiddush La'alacha. That Kum Dais will be Mutti Dira Chatzis Zayis at the end of Yom Kippur, Chatzis Shir comes the end of Pesach, with Sarah Chin Ladina. Now, the name of Yehuda, it's in Arach Chaim, Tanyana Simon and Gimel, he held that way Misvara. And he forget, but it comes to Pesach now, like we'll see. But he held that way Misvara. He says the shtickle teri, the chsam sefer also, Mamish says exactly the same shtickle teri. There's another kash in the Rambam. The Rambam says by chametz, that if you bought the teri, says lo ye achal chametz, not lo yeichal chametz, lo ye achal means that there's an issa, even the chatzis shir. So in fact, the mefarshim, because the mishnah already asked the kash, why do you need an ayin pasuk lo ye achal to tell you this is a chatzis shir? But kol teri kul is this a chatzis shir. But kol teri kul is this a chatzis shir. So zakenei do that teretz. It's in Arach Chaim, Tanya Siman and Gimel. It's also in the Tzlach. In Masech Tzachim Daf Mem Dalad. And also the Chsam Sefer, Chelik Vav Siman Samachay was Mamish Mechavim to the same Teretz. He says there's a big difference. If you're going to say Stamal Siddin Chatzis Shir, that's only when Bepoil it's Chazal Seruvei. You need Bepoil Chazal Seruvei. So let's say you eat a Chatzik Zayis at the end of Pesach. So Bepoil it's not Chazal Seruvei. It won't be Din of Chatzis Shir Siman and Teretz. Mashenka, now we have a pasuk of Loya Achal telling you be'etzim dekei is the chatzis shir. It's be'etzim dekei is the chatzis shir. So then, even when it's not chazus shufei, it's going to be aser. So they like nem on that you need b'poil chazus shufei. But here you have the achreinim. The Avni Mluim is clearest to say that when you don't have b'poil chazus shufei, it's not a problem of chatzis materi. To answer the Rambam, how come when you say shvur shal eichel kikar zeh, and it's not left to Gazayas, why can't it be mat the nether because of the chatzis shir? The Teretz says, anyway, it's mutter, because not chazal shufi, but he's bothered by it. He says, we'll come at too big of a chiddush, that you can eat the chatzis zayas, and him kippa samach a chashecha, or chametz a pesach. Rabbi Kveig Ataka says his Teretz in the Rambam, and says, sevet is ois kumen anayi adim, vitzarech in ladina. And the night behut, the chsam sefer, mamish nebenon, akadekach, the answer to the Rambam, you know why you need the pasuk of loya achel, because chatzis shir wouldn't apply when it's not chazal shufi b'payil at the end of Pesach. Now, Shein came, lo ya'achal will be all cases. So I think this teretz, and also the other teretz, also should be told if it's a sibur or a simen. That's what I would think. If chazal shufi is a simen, then it wouldn't make a difference if Yitaka could b'payil be mitzdayefud or not. L'chari, the simen is that I see that this is an iser, and then tzirif is managed at tanai. And therefore, even if you don't have the tie, you have the issue. So even if Bepoil, you did it in a way that you're unable to mitzayef it. But that shows me that this is an issue be'etzim. Also the other svara, the svara to say that Chatzis Shir is like a naya issue, also I'd understand it better if it's a Siba. If it's a siva, it's an ayah iser. Really nothing ayah on the shvua. You're doing something which if you eat more, you'll taka be ayah on the shvua. But right now, you're not being ayah on the shvua. So now it makes sense to me if it's a siva. If it's a simen, I don't need that teretz all. It's the same iser. I have a simen for chazlis terufe that I have this iser, even when it's a chatzishia, just not enough to be mechayim. But it's the same iser. That's what I would think. Now there's a k'shmak ha'shtikl from Rabbi Chaim Meizer in Achiezer Chelek Beis Simcha Fala Feis Gimel on the sugya of Chatzishe. He wants to mechayim that she's two dinim mechatzishe. Because the Emes Tais already asked the kasha, why do we need the two things? If you have a pasuk of Chazlis Jufa and you have Xeris Akasa of Kol Chelev, what do you need the two things for? So Tais seems to learn, without the svar of Chazlis Jufa, you wouldn't darshan Kol Chelev for Chatzishe. You would say that the kol chelev is for kvi, like the Gemara says, and chatzishe is just a smichu akra. When you have the pasuk chazis terufei, that would tell you that it's a drasha gemura. And there's state in Taisus. So Chaim Meizer wants to say that kubit is two dinim. It's a din of chazis terufei and another din of kol chelev. And he's saying like this, that the pasuk kol chelev will tell you an isa deraisa of chatzishe, but it wouldn't tell you it's the same isa. It wouldn't tell you it's yena isa. It will be a night din chatzishia that the svar of chazus terufe tells you that it's mamish the same iser. And the way I understand lefizeh chazus terufe is more like a simon. The pshat is a chazus terufe makes it mamish the same iser. Kol chaylev alone wouldn't make it mamish the same iser. Kol chaylev would tell you that it's aser, but it wouldn't say it's the same iser. It wouldn't say it's the iser chazir iser nevelu kadeima. Chazus Shufi Mamish makes it the same, Mister. But he says, Oy Bazai, Chazus Shufi wouldn't be Shayach only by things that attack a treif, like Nevela and Treifu, Kadaima. So there, Chazus Shufi tells you, and the Chari is saying this Svara of Simon. Chazus Shufi tells you that Vais Dais is already an Issa Chaylev even in a Mashu. There's already an Issa Nevela even in a Mashu. Valdik could be Mitztarif, in them state, there's an Issa even in a Mashu. So that's what Chazus Shufi tells you. Vashenkin by Shvua, and he learns from Kippur also, Chazus Shufa wouldn't help you. There, the whole Isser is Kol Chelev. You're not learning like the Ran, that there's an Isser be'etzim stam al Chazus Shufa. Chazus Shufa is the pshat that it becomes Yena Isser, but only when it's shaykh to be Yena Isser. So Chazus Shufa tells you that when you have Chelev, less than exactly Chelev is Chelev. The whole Shia is only in Legabe the Chiyav. Less than exayis of nevela is nevela. The whole chiyuv is all kezayis is only lagabe the chiyuv. Mashenge by shvua, you can't say there's an issa shvua less than that. He made a shvua and a kezayis. He wasn't mechalas dibur altogether. There the issa is takal skol chelev. So he wants to say the same thing by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it's really kosher food, right? The food isn't ganz kosher. How come you can't eat Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is din inoy. That's why there's no din kezayis. That's a zinik kesevis. So din is a din of inoy. If you have less than a shear, you're still being ma'ana. He brings the Magen Avraham about this. So geil halacha. If someone makes a neder, I'm gonna fast 10 tanesim. So let's say he fasts the tainis, and he eats during the tainis. It doesn't count. He has to fast, he has to make it up. He still has 10 tanesim to fast. Let's say he eats a chatzi shear. And Shulchan Aruch says, if you ate a kezayis, it's interesting, don't say a kezevis. If you ate a kezayis, you chayiv to imashlim. Zog to Magen Avraham, if you eat a kezayis and more than a kedei achil, it's pras, you're not mechayiv to. Because you ate a chatzi shir, and it's more than a kedei achil, pras, you ate two chatzi shirs, but not mitztarif. The Rabbi says a very interesting thing, even if you ate a lot that day, but every time you ate less than a kezayis, and each time it was less than a kedei achil, it's pras, till you ate the next one, so Mele, let's consider the tainis. L'maisa yu misana. So Zakhtar Chaim Meizer, you can't say the Chatzi Shir by Yom Kippur is the Isser of Yom Kippur. This Yom Kippur is Asher Lo Yisuna. They weren't Misana, he weren't Misana. Your mamish were Misana. So Mela, the Isser has to only be because of Kol Chelev. So Achiezer wants to answer with this Yisayid, the Das of the Tur. The Tur says that let's say you make a Shvur that you won't eat an entire Kikar. In other words, not that you won't eat from the Kikar because I said the Kikar. I won't Shleyech Lena. Not Shleyechal, but Shleyech Lena. I won't eat the entire Kikar. In other words, he's not going to be over on the Shvur unless he eats the entire Kikar. And then he makes another Shvur, they won't eat the Kazayas of the Kikar. So the Torah says the second Shavuah is chal, because in the first Shavuah he's only chayiv if he eats the whole kikar. And in the second Shavuah he's being meisiv that even a kezayis is chayiv. See, adding more. So the pshat is it wasn't neser, kezayis wasn't neser from the first Shavuah, it's only neser from the second Shavuah, so memela, it's chal. So fekt davni meluim, if you hold like the Rajba, we brought down a machlekes, Rav Yishayin will not the way, not sure why it's such a kasha, but if you hold like the Rajba, that a Shavuah is not chal in the chatzis shir also, like the Pashas of Agamara we spoke in the previous shir, so the chayra, even though when you made it the first Shavuah shleich leni, you won't eat the entire thing, you're not going to be ivy, you're not going to be chayiv to eat the whole thing, but you can't eat any of it. You can't eat any of it because of chatzis shir. So the second Shavuah shouldn't be able to be chal because it's already osal chatzis shir. No, we already said that Taisus and Shavuos and the Rambam holds the Shavuah could be chal in chatzis shir, but that'll be a raya lechayiv that they're hold that way. So the Acha Ezra says, Avi Muhim points this out. So the Acha Ezra says it's not a raya. Because by Shavuah, it's not the Atzmas HaIsser. So Meila, that we say a Shavuah can't be chal on the Chatzis Shir is because the Chatzis Shir is also treif. The Chatzis Shir is also nevela. It's also min haTorah. By Shavuah, any chanami it's aser, but it's a nai iser. It's an iser of kol chaylev. It's not the etzem aser. So Meila, that's why a Shavuah could be chal on it. You could be mechalik. The Fiwa was saying that there's a Chatzis Shir of Chazis Shufi which is mamish the iser. And I think he's learning because it's a simen. On that, we could say like the Rashba, Shavuah can't be chal. But there's an ayah din of chatzis shir of kol chaylev, where it's not mamish yisr. It's an ayah yisr. So kol chaylev would apply even to Shavuah, even to Yom Kippur. But a Shavuah would be able to be chal on that. A Shavuah can't be chal if it's already asr be'etzim. But if it's only asr b'din chatzis shir, then a Shavuah could be chal on it. As ever, Reb Chaim Eizetainen, I saw the Mishnas of Baron, Reb Aaron Kotlin in the Durham, Simeon Yudbeza, Yudhis Mechavim to the whole thing of the Achiezer, he learns it up in Rebbeinu Chananel. This Yisayin, the Chazas Shufa makes it Mamash and Isser, he sees in Rebbeinu Chananel such a svar. But I would have thought, if you're telling me this din, the Chazas Shufa means it's Mamash the same Isser, and Kol Chalev is an Ayah Isser, so then you would say the Chazas Shufa work even if it's not Papayel Chazas Shufa. Reb Chaim Eizetainen himself holds not that way. Reb Chaim Eizetainen himself in the Tshuva writes, and he wants to say this shtickle. He wants to say that Achreinim are saying that when it's not Chazas Shufa B'Poyel, you don't have Chatzis Shir. Zok Reb Chaim Eizetainen, Lefiwa was saying, you don't have the din of Chazas Shufa, that it's Mamish the same Isser. But you would have the din of Kol Chaylev. Kol Chaylev doesn't need a Chazas Shufa B'Poyel. That's what he wants to taina. But the nafkamina would be, since it's only us as kol chelev, then a Shavuah would be chal. So he wants to say, very interesting, very ga'inish, we had the kash in the Rambam. The Rambam says that lo ye'ochel chametz teaches you the chatzis shir is aser by chametz. And the kash was, anyway, chatzis shir is aser by kol ha'terah kula. So he said, the night b'yudach, some sefer say a teretz, and nafkamina, because if it's chatzis shir, v'asa kol ha'terah kula, you need b'poyel chatzis shufa. So eat the chatzis shir at the end of Pesach, so you wouldn't have it in the chatzis shir. Lo ye'ochel will tell you, that you'd have a din of Chatzis Shir even when it's not Chazas Shufa. So he wants to use the same teretz, but Lefi, what he's saying, it'll taka be us even if it's not Chazas Shufa, but that would only be us as Kol Chaylev. What Ya'achel tells you, there's an Isser be'etzim, not an Ayah Isser, even when it's not Chazas Shufa. That's what Ya'achel will tell you. And the Nafkamina would be, is that a Shavuah wouldn't be Chal. Azai, if it's us only else Kol Chaylev, so Shavuah can be Chal in it. Now that we have lo ye'achel by chametz bezundi, you have a chatzis shir which is be'etzim in the even without chazas shufei. So then a shavuah will be chal and chatzis shir even if he did breg achron shel pesach. But be it as it may, you see that he nems on that the svar of chazas shufa to make it be'etzim aser would only be when it's bepoil chazas shufa. By me, it would sound in svara once you're saying it's the etzim aser, so you don't need bepoil chazas shufa. Chazas shufa would only be a simon. But you see, Reb Chaim Eizetainen didn't learn that way. Lamaisa, the Minchas Avraham brings down the Reb Chaim Eizetainen. He says, Geshmak Ezach, the Sefer Taisus Yom Kippurim from the Kapis Tmarim, he's bothered, why does this Mishnah tell you the din of Chatzis Shir? The Gemara learns that this Mishnah is Chatzis Shir. Yom Kippurim, Aser, Bechil, Eshtiyam, or Bechitzam, and Bechil, Eshtiyam, it says it's Aser, and doesn't say it's Einish Kar, it's a Tayy Chatzis Shir. Chatzis Shir, they call it Terkula. Why did the Mishnayis Bezunda bring this din by Yom Kippur? The fear of Chaim Eizetainen is good. By other Yisurim, you have a Chazal Shuvah. It's Be'etzim Aser. It's the same Isser. It's the same Isser Nevela. Treifa, Chazer, Arlok, Laikarim, whatever it is, you have the same Isser, even less than the Kazayis. Kazayis only Din Bechiv, because it's Chazer Shufa. Mashek and Yom Kippur, like if Chaim Eisa says, it can't be the same Isser. The Isser is not to eat the food, the Isser is that you're not Ma'unah. And you are Ma'unah. You have to say, a Nayin Zeres Akasav, a Kol Chalev, so that's why the Mishnayis bring it specifically here. When you don't have the Chazal Shufa telling you it's the same Isser, you have Kol Chalev telling you that it's an Ayah Isser, that would only apply to Yom Kippur.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.